Save big money on everything for your painting and staining projects now at Menards. Add beautiful color to your projects with Minwax water-based wood stain. This penetrating stain delivers color that showcases wood grain in one single coat and dries in 1 hour. Get a quart for $15.49 at Menards. Plus, check out Minwax's 2025 Color of the Year, Violet, in-store and on Menards.com. View the weekly flyer for more great deals going on now through February 2nd.
Save big money at Menards.
This AI moment hits different. It's the first technology designed not just to serve us, but to be us. I'm Baratunde Thurston, and on my new video podcast, Life with Machines, I'm going to talk to all kinds of folks, the people hitting the gas pedal on this transition and those trying to pump the brakes. Watch and listen to Life with Machines, powered by Lenovo in partnership with Intel. Intel Core Ultra 7 processor, powering Intel vPro.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Friday, 3 minutes past seven, the 24th of January, 2025. We are fully charged. What's going on?
Good morning. Hope you're all keeping safe.
Welcome to the weekend.
Be safe.
Oh, I hope you're safe.
I shouldn't say that as a joke.
I do hope you're safe. There is a red weather warning across the country, so do make sure and stay indoors if you can. And work from home. And,
yeah.
You know.
Listen, there'll be plenty of storm chat on the show.
Look after yourself.
But first, I want to tell you the most hilarious story that I heard, I want to say, about 8.5 hours ago.
Go.
It's absolutely disgusting. So if you're in the middle of your breakfast, I'm sorry, I guess.
I don't like how often we have to say that.
I know. It's so funny, though. So basically, last night I went out to the pub, and then Alex, my boyfriend, fiance, was out with his friend in the pub separately. And we both ended up coming home at the same time. And we were getting into bed, we were falling asleep. And then he's like, oh my God, I never told you this story. He was like, in the pub that they went to, there was like a jazz band playing, which is why they went, right? Which seems like a nice, sophisticated place,
very, whatever.
A nice evening for the boys. And
the jazz club.
Yeah, and the pub owns a dog.
Okay.
And he's seen the dog in there many times. And he was like, and the dog walked by me and I felt like he was walking weird. Like his leg was kind of dragging. It was kind of weird, right? And he was like, and then there was this almighty smell. And he was like, I said to Don, I was like, that dog's after doing a huge fart.
Oh.
And there were these girls at the bar in front of where they were sitting.
Yeah.
And he was like, these girls are going to think like we're absolutely stinking. Right? So then the fart smell like continued and lingered, and then it was like still there maybe a minute later, and he was like, that was one hell of a toot. And then he was like, that's really lingering. And so he looked back, and right in front of the band, the dog had done a big diarrhea and dragged it all the way through right in front of the jazz band.
Oh my God.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
Oh, what a way to start our day.
What a night in Dublin.
Good morning. A bizarre day. A red weather warning storm. Hey, Owen.
Hey, Owen. That's the best way to say it. It's the only way to say it.
It is. It's the only bit of positivity about it, because it is grim out there.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's obviously scary, and certain people be very nervous of that.
100%.
And people have to work and all the rest.
I had to get a taxi to work, and so we were driving through town, and people have made mistakes.
Okay, yeah.
In the last 12 hours. Some businesses have left bins out.
Uh-oh.
So they're gone.
Yeah.
Some businesses, like bars and restaurants, have those awnings?
Yes, they're canopy kind of things.
They're canopy things, and they're gone.
Yeah, or they've smashed in through the windows.
Yes.
I saw one of that.
So you saw a smashed window as well.
Like the canopy had like fallen down onto the window and like cracked the window.
Yeah, I seen that, I think, on Fade Street as well. So actually, there you go. If you're driving, which you shouldn't be, just stay indoors. You could potentially get a puncture because there's a lot of glass stuff around the place. Coming up Georgia Street, there was a giant wheelie bin.
Yeah.
And it was just like overturned and just spilling out.
Yeah, it's mad.
Garbage.
And it obviously sounds proper loud as well when you're in bed. I was like, oh, I'm scared.
So
it's crazy.
But I'm curious because when I was in the taxi and was going to work, I was like, we're the only car on the road.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't pass anybody on the way in.
So I have this, I'm worried.
Yeah, so am I.
That no one's listening.
Yeah, I had that worry as well. That's why I told the diarrhea story earlier. Yeah. It's grand.
You couldn't really bring that on a Tuesday.
It's absolutely grand.
Yeah,
no
yeah, on a normal day. Yeah, yeah. So we're curious. Is there anybody out there?
Yeah, so if you're here with us, listening, and up, maybe you're up to listen to the storm, or maybe you have to work or whatever, thank you.
Yes, appreciate it.
And for joining us today, we would like to reward you. Only one of you, though, sorry. Because that's how prizes
the
work.
The fastest one of you.
Yes, the fastest finger first. So we've done this before. Sometimes it's been successful, sometimes it's been a disaster.
Yeah.
We'll find out very, very soon which one that is. But essentially, what we're going to do is open up our WhatsApp phone lines.
Yeah.
And the first person to ring us gets 12 IMC cinema passes, 0877 111 1038.
I'm really worried we're going to get no call.
Do you have it up?
Yeah, I have the thing up.
This is usually a lot quicker.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, God. Thank God.
Laura,
good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You're listening. Where are you listening from, Laura?
Lucan.
You're listening in Lucan.
How is it in Lucan?
Windy.
Yeah, because you're West Dublin, so yeah. You're like basically Connacht.
You're in the West. And Laura, how are you? What are you doing up so early, first of all?
I am working.
What do you do?
I work in finance.
Fair play. And are you working from home?
I am, yeah.
What you're finance, up very early.
What finance is so important that you need to be working from 7:15?
Yeah.
just trade settlements.
Fair enough.
Cool.
Don't know what that means.
I guess finance never sleeps. So are you staying in for the day, or what's the crack? Do you have kids? Are they locked in the gaff?
No kids at all. But,
okay, great.
If it stops later, I'll head out.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Definitely.
Go out and assess the damage.
Be safe until then.
I'm surprised you drove in that today.
Oh, we didn't. We got taxis, Laura.
Oh, we wouldn't put our hands near a wheel.
We're off. And I tell you something, Laura, I didn't put my hand in my pocket.
And he stayed in the hotel as well last night, which we'll hear all about in a few minutes.
I stayed in
the
hotel as well, Laura.
So he's had a grand old time,
Don't worry about me now, Laura. Don't worry about me. Listen, we've... How much... Are we seeing 12 IMC cinema passes, Laura, for when the storm does pass? You can go to the cinema 12 times.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
So it was worth tuning in, wasn't it?
It 100% was. I haven't been to the cinema in years.
Oh, well there that's you go. Random.
Give it up for...
We found the perfect person.
Give it up for Laura, our only listener this morning.
Well done, Laura. We're talking directly to you for the rest of the morning.
See you later, Laura. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Keep safe. Emma's off today. She's gone to the UK for a bit of a dirty weekend.
For a filthy weekend with our fella.
But she'll be back on Monday. Now, I know that this whole thing is going to sound incredibly privileged and negative, and you're going to hate me for the next few minutes, and I'm okay about that.
I love when Dave comes across overprivileged.
I just need to tell you about this, right? So because of the storm, Eoghan, work wanted us to stay in a hotel so that they could organise us coming to work in the morning safely. Mm-hmm. And I was told I was going to be next door to the office in a hotel room on my own until my boss rang me and was like, yeah, you're actually going to be a hotel ages away. It's on Townsend Street, which I've never even been to. And I was like, okay. And he was like, and you'll probably be rooming with someone. Probably producer Callum.
Ah, here now.
And I was not happy.
The man with sleep apnea?
Yeah.
And a Darth Vader mask to go to bed?
The man brings a mask to bed so that he doesn't die in his sleep.
An electrical pumping mask. No, you can't be at that.
And I was like, for the love of... I can't. I was not happy. I was really...
Dave.
Anyway, I arrived to this hotel on Townsend Street and it's fine. We're not rooming together.
Okay.
It's fine.
I should probably say the reason why I wasn't in the hotel was because I don't live very far from the office.
Yeah.
However, I was offered, like, do you want a hotel? Because it'll be right beside the office. You ended up staying further away. Than me,
yes.
Than where I live.
Yeah.
You should have just stayed on my couch.
I would have preferred that. I would have preferred that because this hotel sucked.
Oh, no.
It was so bad.
Really?
And I don't care if the bosses are listening going, oh, God, he's so ungrateful. Yeah, I am ungrateful. I'm fuming. It was a hole.
This is my one free hotel.
Literally, it was a hole. So the taxi there took an hour because everyone was panicking in the traffic going to buy the bread and whatnot. The hotel is basically equidistant from work as my house.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, it would have taken the exact same time. I could have just drove. Anyway, hotel room had lovely amenities. I have to give it some. They had an iron.
Nice.
No ironing board, though.
Oh.
And 7 anti-theft hangers. And that was it, really.
What's an anti-theft hanger?
It's one of those that they are always hung up.
Oh, yeah, you can't steal.
You can take the hanger off, but you can't take the hook.
Gotcha.
Basically. There was a complimentary station down in the reception.
Nice.
So I thought, that's a nice...
Lovely.
A complimentary station. Water. It had two taps, and both of them were water.
One of them wasn't a soda stream.
No, it's water. The shampoo and shower gel and conditioner was not three things, it was one thing.
All three.
And it was in the shower, in one of those hand sanitizer pumps. And so was the soap beside the sink.
Wait, were you like push in? No.
And it arrives on your hand.
What colour was it?
It was white, it was foam.
I was ready to slag you off, but this does sound bad.
It was a hole. Like, you know when COVID came and your office has put all the hand sanitizer stations in? That's what I had in my shower.
For your hair
and
your skin.
And my skin. I had dinner and drinks then with producer Callum last night. Our friend and former interim producer, I don't know if you remember, her name is Hebe. She joined us, and because she's a woman and men are creeps, some fella called John came up and introduced himself to us and tried to woo Hebe.
Did he work there?
No. He was just staying at the hotel or drinking at the hotel. I don't know what he was doing.
Okay.
But he was really into Hebe.
Oh, no.
I just had to keep going, well, we'll see you later, John. Every 5 minutes.
What was he saying to her?
He was just kind of chatting away, wasn't he, Callum? He was just kind of, and you know, what do you do? And I was like, oh, for God's sake.
Go away.
We watched the United match on Premier Sport.
Nice.
And then 20 minutes into the match, Premier Sport lost the stream to the match. And we went live to Richard Dunn to find out what he thought about it. So that was great. I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to go to bed now. And I couldn't cast the TV to my phone to the TV. So I just watched the match on my phone in the hotel room. So that wasn't great. My girlfriend realised I was having a little bit of a mare. So she sent me a delivery of a few goodies.
Cute.
To the hotel.
She's great for that.
And she's deadly for that. And she was just like, oh, it's at reception. So I went to reception. I was like, hi. My girlfriend said she sent something. No, we've got none. It may be at the hotel next door.
No, stop.
So I went out in my pyjamas to the next door.
No, you didn't.
To the next door hotel. I was like, did you get a delivery? They were like, no, obviously not.
Why, you're not staying here.
Get
out.
So I went back to my hotel. I was like, anything? They're like, no. It turns out it was a few sweets and stuff like that and goodies. So I'd imagine they took it.
Stop, you never got it.
I never got it. No. So yeah, no idea. Tried to sleep. I know it sounds like I'm making all this up, but I did just write it down as I went along.
Yeah.
There was a gutter above my room which dropped big droplets of water onto the windowsill every 2 seconds, so that was fun.
You have an awful time with gutters, in fairness.
I do, to be fair. I'm very sensitive to noise. The air conditioning unit had to be on in order for it to be quiet, which I thought was really stupid. Okay, so if it was off, it was like charging or something and it was just
off.
And so I was like, right, okay, I'll turn it on and it would shut up. But it was freezing then.
Oh, no.
And lastly this morning, I was waiting for the taxi and I went out to see if the taxi was there. And the door closed behind me and you can only exit that door. You cannot enter that door. And so I was outside the hotel in the storm, AO'ing, being like, hi, can I come back in, please? I'm freezing. So it took a while for someone to come from reception and be like, yeah, come on in. So I wouldn't recommend this hotel.
No. You're not having a great storm day.
No, it's not been great. No, Emma. Emma's off in the UK. She's, how do I put this?
Hubba, hubba.
You know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. She's gone over to Jack, her boyfriend.
She's gone over to her fella.
She would hate that. She was very clever. She got out of Dodge before the storm, changed her flight to go yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be going to Wicklow today to stay in an Airbnb with two of my friends.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it does. However, just to me, like, storm and Wicklow just doesn't go together very well.
No, yeah.
For some reason, I was like, if we were going to Meath, I'd be like, oh yeah, we might make it to Meath. But Wicklow, I'm like, oh God.
It's mountainy as well.
We can't go to Wicklow storm. No. The trees. So many trees.
Yeah, but also the roads. I wonder, would there be trees on the road?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, I just picture Wicklow being just like storm torn.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But like, with Meath, north.
I would actually love to be in a house in Wicklow, like, cup of tea and just listening to the storm.
I know.
Watching it, like, you know, looking over the mountains. I know people in Wicklow don't live in the mountains. But
yeah, loads of people in Wicklow are, like, sitting in a housing estate now listening to this, being like...
Yeah, but I always just picture when I was like, oh yeah, no, up the mountain, there's one person up the mountain and they're just looking out and they're listening to the storm and I'm going, yeah, that's where to be for it.
Yeah, but I hate the like uncertainty because we're like, we'll play by ear, guys, and we'll decide in the afternoon. I'm like, what do I pack my bag?
Well, do you know what you do?
Just sit there waiting.
Do you know what you do in the storm until it lifts?
What do I do?
You know?
Great idea.
We are Emma, David, Aisling. Emma off, and she will be back on Monday. And it is time now to win with Lidl.
Yes, we've teamed up with Lidl. They're Ireland's best value supermarket, and we're playing The Price is Always Right. We're giving you the chance to win a €200 gift card every single day, but we've only one left because today it's Friday, guys.
Finale day.
And that's how weeks work.
Darren and Marius are on to play. How are you, Darren?
Yeah, all good, guys.
What is the plan for you in storm? Hey, Owen.
Working from home today.
I was going to say, it sounds extremely calm behind you. Like, it sounds like you're on a very calm beach.
You know what? Darren's got them triple glazed windows, I'd say.
Yeah, you definitely do, Darren, do you?
Not a little bit of a drop of water.
Fortunately, no.
Yeah, not a drop of water or wind.
Is it wild where you are?
Yeah, it's not. It's a bit bad out in Bray.
You're in Bray. Okay, oh, you're by the coast.
Yeah, would that not be hit really tough?
Yeah.
It's quite windy.
Okay. Right, okay. Well, Darren, you keep safe and we also stay there because we also need to talk to Marius, who's also on the phone. Marius, good morning. You sound like you're a little bit more out in the elements, are you?
I am. Driving a little bit.
You're driving. Be careful, Marius. What are you doing? Are you working?
I'm just going to see the damage on the project.
Okay. Hope it's not too bad.
All right. Well, welcome Darren and Marius to the most complicated game on the radio. One of you at the end of this call will win a €200 Lidl voucher. It is quite complicated, but you don't really have to do much at all. Basically, you're trying to get €200 on the wheel. On the wheel that we have in front of us, there is a couple of amounts of money. There's 170, there's a fiver, there's 60, there's 80, there's 100. Any number you can think of between 1 and 200, it's there. But also, I think there's some that go over 200, is there?
No.
No, there's none of them. So don't be stupid.
Again, overcomplicating things.
Yeah. You're trying to get as closest to €200 as you possibly can. So seeing as Darren is on line one, we're going to let you roll the wheel first. Are you ready to roll it, Darren?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, so in order to spin that wheel, I need you to say, spin that wheel, David.
Spin that wheel, David.
Thank you.
The wheel's been working in the wind. Oh, okay, Darren. You have landed on €100, right? So this is sort of a 50-50 move for you. You get one more spin if you want it to try and get as close to 200 as you can. But if you go over 200, you're gonzo and Marius gets the voucher. So what are you going to do?
I was listening during the week and a lot of people went bust, so I'm going to stick with it.
You're going to stick with 100. Oh, do you know what, Darren? I love it.
The drama of this.
All right, Marius, it's over to you. You need to get closer to €200 than €100. Are you ready to spin the wheel?
Yes, please.
All right, say those magic words. Spin the wheel, David.
Spin the wheel, David.
He's on a bit of a power trip while Emma's off.
Oh.
Marius, I cannot tell you how close you were, but you have landed on €180.
Oh! Darren, we are so sorry, but thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, Darren.
Bye-bye.
Marius.
Thank you, Darren.
Marius, congratulations. A €200 Lidl voucher. What are you going to spend it on?
First, go visit the Middle Isle.
The Middle Isle. Everybody loves that Middle Isle. Marius, can I tell you my two Marius references before you go?
Is one of them Tony Cantwell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they have them, Marius. Do you know that video, Tony Cantwell?
No, not really.
That's okay. That's a famous video of Meanwhile in Clongos. And then the other one is, Marius, you're no longer a ghost. And that's from the musical Les Miserables.
Oh, very nice.
Where there's a character called Marius. Very different references.
She doesn't have many friends, Marius.
Apologies, Aisling. I don't know either of them.
That's okay, Marius. But now you do.
Marius, congratulations on your €200 Lidl voucher. Have a fantastic day and be safe out there.
And you too. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Good luck. See ya. Bye, Marius.
That's that game done. I actually enjoyed that game.
I did enjoy it, but I hated explaining it. Each day I explained it a little bit differently. And more complicatedly.
And really, you should have just stuck to the script. I don't think Emma ever got to grips with the game. I think it's actually why she left a day early to go to the UK.
I think so too. She kept looking at me every time. I was like, you're nearly at €200. And she was like, huh?
She kept thinking we were doing it wrong. Yeah. We were like, no, you just haven't a clue what's going on.
It was very, very fun. Yeah. Emma back on Monday. Luckily, that game will not be.
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
It's so good.
Ready or not? Oh, let's do this thing. 4 minutes past eight. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good
we're fully
morning.
Charged. Emma, David, Aisling. No Emma this morning, but she will be back on Monday. She's off to the UK. I'm going, if, you know, weather permitting, later on today, to see Shane Danburn.
Oh, you love him.
In a comedy gig.
Comedian.
And, yeah, he's a comedian and he's very funny. And the thing is about Shane Danburn is we follow each other online, okay?
Sorry, can I just stop you there? Didn't you literally just see Shane Danburn in gig with other lads literally like a couple of days ago?
Okay, so this is my issue. Okay, so Shane Dunburn for some reason follows me online.
Right.
Sometimes he responds to my stories and I'm like, oh my God.
I think he follows you online because you always tag him whenever you go see him.
Yes, probably. But like, to be honest, if I had a stalker, I don't know if I'd follow them back.
Yeah, true.
So I'm worried that if I go tonight, which I will obviously go because I love Shane Dunburn and I've seen this show before, but I've also seen him live a couple of times and I tag him every single time. And the... As I go on, the more I go and see him, the less excited he is that I've tagged him.
Okay.
So, like, the first time, he was like, oh my God, thanks so much for coming. I hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Second time, he was like, oh my God, you paid for this. You should have let me know or something like that.
Right.
I tagged him on Monday. I was at Young Hot Guys, or on Tuesday, I was at Young Hot Guys in the Olympia. And I was like, good luck, so excited. And he was like, thanks. He's like, oh.
Thanks, freak.
And obviously, it's because he follows me back. See, it's his fault. He follows me back.
And so your things come up like
way too much.
Yeah.
So I'm just nervous now that he thinks I'm a stalker or I'm weird. But the thing is I've gone with different people each time. Like,
need to explain yourself. You're obsessed with the lad.
Obsessed with him. I think he's very funny. But I think they're all the Young Hot Guys are very, very funny. But every time I go with a different friend group, and I'm, you know, happy to be there.
Yeah, you're helping. You're teaching them.
I just don't think I'll tag him tonight.
I fear that, like, if you tag him, if you don't tag him, but he sees you in the audience and then he doesn't get the tag, he'll be like, Dave Hammond thought it was a bad show. And you're going to ruin his storm day.
Yeah. Oh, God, there's so much to think about. Now, I want to bring you back to 2024. You remember years
ago? Wait. You should have given me a warning for that one.
Long time ago. Cast your mind back if you can. Do you remember Taylor Swift did that one gig?
I remember she did a lot of gigs.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure she only did one. Maybe she did two, I don't know.
Yeah.
But there was one of the gigs she did. She was performing in London and she brought her fella, Travis Kelce, out on stage.
Yes.
And this was worldwide news.
Yeah.
Obviously, they were dating for a while, insanely public relationship. And so when she brought him out on stage, they kind of sent the world into a frenzy.
Yeah.
And everyone was talking about it. It was very, very cool. Well, in Taylor Swift fashion, you know, can't walk down the road without getting some sort of award. Her London surprise of Travis Kelce on stage has been nominated for an award at the iHeart Music Awards, right?
Yeah.
The award is Favourite Surprise Guest.
What a stupid award.
I love it.
Really?
I honestly, I'm like, this needs to happen more.
But would there be enough in a year to constitute that being a big competition?
I kind of understand. Other surprise guest nominations include Charlie XCX and Lord, Jennifer Hudson and Cher, and Coldplay and Selena Gomez, right? They're up for
nomination. Fair enough.
Now, I have some others that I think should have been in there, but they weren't. But I think that artists need to strive for this award.
That's true. If the award exists, then maybe they'll bring out more surprise guests in order to win it.
And they'll all try and one-up each other.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be brilliant because, given the way the world has gone with the price of tickets, wouldn't it be nice to get a two-for-one deal? You know what I mean?
Where actually, it's only right at this stage.
You go to a gig and someone, you know, massive comes out as a guest. It doesn't even have to be massive. It can be small as well.
Yeah.
You just kind of want two-for-one. You know what I mean? Or something a little bit different. I think that'd be incredibly exciting. So I was kind of surprised at this because one of the biggest surprise guests that I saw from 2024 wasn't on the list of nominations. Paul McCartney. He brought out Ringo Starr in December.
Oh, like, yes!
Literally onto stage. And the whole crowd was like, what?
Two of them?
Ringo Starr?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
And that wasn't on the list?
No, it wasn't on the list. Oh. That was at the O2 in Christmas. Stevie Nicks. was doing kind of a tribute to someone, an artist who died. So in order to help her do the tribute, she brought out Harry Styles.
Oh my God.
And they sang the song together and it was amazing. Yeah. And it was at the British Summertime gig and it was fantastic. And I thought, that had to be on the list.
Yeah.
I don't know who this person is and I don't know who he brought out, but it sounds bizarre.
It already sounds really good.
So there's a guy called Don Tolliver.
Okay.
Right? He was doing a gig in LA. He obviously didn't want to do too much because he brought out Nav. Yeet. Justin Bieber and Roddy Ricch.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's mad.
I don't know who Nav and Yeet are.
There's a risk to bringing out somebody who's more famous than you.
And better than you.
Yeah, like, it's brave, I think.
It is brave. Lana Del Rey brought out Billie Eilish at Coachella, and it was really, really coolly done. Like, Coachella seems to be the place to be where, like, surprise guests just kind of show up.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, there was, like, a spotlight on Lana Del Rey, and then the spotlight separated into two spotlights.
Ooh.
And the other one just went to Billie Eilish, who was in the dark. It was so cool.
That actually gave me goosebumps.
So, so cool. Justin Bieber joined the Kid Laroi on stage for that song, Stay. And then Dermot Kennedy, he does not go to his own gigs. He only goes to other people's gigs.
When you were telling me this, I was like, Dermot Kennedy has to be on this list. He's always popping up.
Always popping up. He popped up at Niall Horan's gig. He popped up at Noah Kahan's during the year as well. I'm pretty sure, I have a feeling he might have popped up at a Lewis Capaldi gig at some point. I'm not sure. But he's always popping up.
I feel like he just goes onto the Three Arena website and then whoever's number he has that's playing, he's like, want me to come?
So have you ever been at a gig where a surprise guest came out? Because I've never been. I've only ever had like support acts, but I've never had been like, please welcome.
Yeah.
I would have been absolutely like over the moon if someone big had come out.
I don't think I've ever been there when something absolutely massive, but when we were at the Coldplay gig, they did perform that new song for the first time all the people that were on it, and that is all I can remember about of that song.
Wasn't Ray on that tune, but Ray wasn't there.
Yeah, there was a few people there that they did, but then the one that I can remember, which I think you mentioned during the week as well, was when Kylie Minogue played Electric Picnic and she brought out the Blessed Madonna and everyone thought it was the real Madonna. And that was an iconic moment because I actually knew who the Blessed Madonna was because were playing one of their songs.
One of their songs.
And everyone was like, and I was like, people really love the Blessed Madonna. And then everyone was like, wait, who is that? Because she does not look like Madonna.
We love the Blessed Madonna.
We do. It was a big day in Hollywood yesterday. The Oscar nominations came out. I do enjoy kind of following along with the Oscars every year.
Yeah, you do, to be fair. You watch all the movies, don't you?
I try to, yeah. And leading the noms this year is the film Emilia Perez. It's broken the record for the most nominations for a non-English language film.
Really?
Not 13 nominations, so it's in Spanish. Very interesting concept. Have you heard what it's about?
I have never even heard the movie.
It's about a Mexican cartel boss who retires from the cartel and then undergoes gender affirmation surgery.
Okay, interesting.
So it's fascinating. Yeah, it's the first.
Is it a true story?
No. I think it's fiction. Yeah. But I really want to see that. Wicked was nominated for 10 awards, including Ariana Grande for Best Supporting Actress. However, there was massive disappointment as the kneecap film failed to pick up any nominations.
Ooh.
Which I was absolutely raging about. Like, I really just thought it was a done deal. Saw the film recently and loved it.
It is fantastic.
So creative. They're so good in it. It's so unique. And like, to have an Irish language film once again nominated.
It would have been cool.
It would have been so cool. So they were put forward for Best International Feature and Best Original Song, and there was so much hype here. I think some people thought that they already were nominated.
Yeah.
But no, and they didn't get a nod for either of them. They posted on Twitter, F the Oscars, and apparently there was like a big gathering of people in a pub in Belfast to watch the noms, and everybody just let out a big groan when they didn't win, which is kind of awkward.
Yeah.
So I'm sad for the lads. I'm sad for Ireland. But I'm also sad because I kind of had this like fantasy built up in my head that the lads were going to like cause carnage at the Oscars.
I thought that too, showing up in their tracksuits.
Yes, and have a bit of crack with like all the celebs. Yeah. And I just felt like there was going to be so many like viral videos of them going around.
Using a couple of fuckle as well.
Exactly. So I was kind of picturing them like teaching different Irish phrases to different actors. So for example, I was hoping that they would go up to Leonardo DiCaprio and say, teach him this phrase. Kinnish to my store, and will to niece Ogan not fishe? Which means.
I know what fishe is.
What age are you, baby? Are you younger than 26? Which is a phrase that Leo could use.
Yes, absolutely.
To any woman
famously doesn't
that
like
he's
dating
to.
Anyone older than 26. Yeah. I was kind of thinking if they went up to Ariana Grande, they might say, yup, Ariana. Mm. You know, because obviously, typical.
Yeah.
To hear her veil first. Biog Otsk. Toss boss a win, four stitch, which I thought they would say to Ariana Grande, which is, yup, Ariana, West Belfast might be small, but we'll still hold space for you.
Very good.
We'll be cute.
Very cute.
Nice way of hitting on Ariana Grande, because I don't think her fella's going to do much if kneecap her hitting her.
No. I was hoping they'd go up to Will Smith and say the classic Tog anima vana Kayla Ostervale, which means take my wife's name out your mouth. It's there. It's right there. It's very obvious.
So you're, in your mind, kneecap are kind of like teaching these people Irish. Whereas I'm kind of thinking they're just accosting them.
They're just speaking to them in Irish. Yeah.
I think they'd go up to Kate Winslet and they'd say, Kate Winslet, er hatten an Titanic lat? Rinnashid Eam Belfersta? Which is Irish for Kate Winslet. Did you enjoy the Titanic? That was made in Belfast.
Dabs.
You know?
Finally, I was hoping they'd go up to Tom Holland and just say, Mahu Tomas, ta Zendaya on jazz, ta twig pulla. Which means, well done, Tom. Zendaya's lovely. You're punching.
Very good. And lastly, I have, if they go end up to Christian Bale, they might say, Christian Bale, Kane sword Christian a tattoo. Which means, Christian Bale, what kind of Christian are you?
On a war, five
days. On a walk. Good morning.
Morning. We were just talking about the storm and the wind there, and obviously it's taken over the news completely. There's trees down, the whole lot. If you have to go out, be very, very careful.
Yes.
However, nobody is talking about the fact that an extremely important event in Dublin today has been cancelled because of the storm. And it's tragic. It is the farewell to the 46A bus route.
What? What's happening?
Ah, lads.
Is the places that the 46A goes to just not around anymore?
It disappeared. Everyone's left.
Everyone's gone.
So they're just gone. No, so it's not really that dramatic. They announced ages ago, Dublin Bus, that they were getting rid of the 46A, and everyone's like, no, not the 46A.
I love the 46A.
So do I. It's just always there. It always comes.
Always has been.
Always has been. But it's just being changed to the E2. Which I hate the way they're adding these new letters.
I don't like that
either.
Like
the
either.
C1 and all that. Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if it's the exact same route, but it the route is being changed to E2, so ooh to that. But to commemorate such an iconic Dublin bus route, they were holding a special farewell event today, and it's been cancelled because of Storm Éowyn. So the plan was that the rock group Bagatelle were going to perform on a 46A bus that would travel from O'Connell Street to UCD.
What?
Yeah. So you can imagine my devastation that this isn't happening.
We've done so many things on this show that I don't know if she's joking or not.
No, this isn't like one of my things where I say I tripped and I fell and I found a piece of paper. This was real. And like literally I read an article in the Mirror and it was like Irish rock group devastated at the cancellation of a huge milestone event.
I'd say there would be.
So Bagatelle were famous, or most famous for the song Summer in Dublin, which mentions the 46A. Have a listen.
Song.
Bring a tear to your eye on such a day. So because that big party was cancelled, we're going to hold our own party right now on Fully Charged for the 46A. Woohoo! Okay, what games have we got? We're going to play Pin the Wheel on the Bus. I've got, instead of Pass the Parcel, Pass the Little Bus around the room.
Yeah, excellent. Wow.
We've got, keeping with the little mini bus on wheels that we've got here, we're going to play a mini bus and spoon race.
Very good.
Yeah.
Hide and bus.
Hide and bus. Bus goose.
Yeah.
That'd be good as well. Musical chairs, but the chairs are set up like in a bus.
Cops and buses.
Exactly, that's the vibe. Stuck in the bus instead of stuck in the mud. Yeah, brilliant. And then music. I think we need a good playlist. Producer Callum's made us a bus playlist. Have a listen to this.
Wheels on the bus go round and round. Cheers. The bus stop. My best friend. Yeah, this is bussing. So fat, it's bussing. Back so full, it's bussing. Hail to the bus driver.
So many bus songs.
This is incredible. It's already such a good party, but I think we've missed the best song about buses.
Go on.
Which is Stop the Bus, I Need to Wee Wee. Stop the Bus, I Need to Wee Wee.
Stop the song. What are you talking about? Stop the Bus,
are you
I
joking?
Need to Wee. No, what's that song?
Do you not know that song?
No, of course I don't know that
Stop
song.
Stop the Bus, I Need to Wee Wee.
No, I've never heard of that. I thought you just made that up.
No. Well, now I'm kind of nervous. Like, my mom used to sing this all the time. Maybe I'm like, did she make it up?
Is it a Bonner thing where just the Bonners love making songs?
We do. No, people must know Stop the Bus, Anita Wee Wee. And it literally just goes, Stop the Bus, Anita Wee Wee. Stop the Bus, Anita Wee Wee. And then I don't know what the, like, bridge is. Is it
Have
like,
you heard of this?
Wee 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 all day? Maybe? I'm not sure.
Okay. No, okay.
So you don't know this song?
Never heard of this song before. I know the wheels on the bus go round and round.
Well, obviously.
I know my mum used to sing, Bussin.
Bussin. I think by Nicki Minaj. Hang on. Okay, sorry. Scratch that. Party's over. I need to find out if Stop the Bus, Anita Wee Wee was just a song that my mum sang to me. Or was it? Is it widely known?
I have never in my life even heard about it. I thought you were joking. I thought you, in the moment, made this song up. So
I'm shook.
Did you try Google it? 0877111103. Stop the Bus and I Need to Wee Wee or Let Me Wee Wee?
Stop the Bus, I Need to Wee Wee. Okay, wee wee in a WhatsApp if you know this song. No, seriously. I actually really need to figure this out right
okay,
now.
Okay, sing it.
We can't continue the party any longer until we know if this is a song my mother made up or not.
Okay.
Wee wee in a WhatsApp if you know Stop the Bus, I Need to Wee Wee, 0877111038. Or I suppose no. To 0877111038 if you don't know the song.
Wee wee or no in a WhatsApp 0877111038. I think you've made it up, or I think
this
your
is crazy.
Made it up.
We're having a party on the show, a party for a bus. Storm A. Owen has led to the cancellation of a very important event that nobody knew was happening, which was a farewell party for the 46A bus route, which was legitimately happening and organised by Dublin Bus today.
I love this.
And sadly, it is not going ahead.
You just know that it's the personality hire who decided to do it.
Yeah, it's so Gen Z.
Yeah, it's so Gen Z.
Yeah, this will be viral, guys. And so we decided that in honour of the 46A, a great bus route we all loved, we're going to have a party on the show today. And we made a sort of a mega mix of bus songs. And it sounds like this.
Wheels on the bus go round and round.
I'm at the bus stop, my bus back. Even S is bussing. So fat is bussing. Back so full is bussing.
Hail to the bus driver, bus driver, bus driver.
So many bus songs.
So many bus songs.
And yet we forgot about the most important bus song, in my opinion, which was the classic tune, Stop the Bus, I Need to Wee Wee, which I sang a couple of times. It goes, Stop the Bus, I Need to Wee Wee, and so on, in the exact same vein. We don't know where it goes after that. And neither Callum or Dave in the room knew that
Never
song.
Never heard of it in my life.
And I started to panic because I thought, oh my God, is my mom the songwriter behind this advocate? And so we asked you, if you know this song, send the words wee wee in a WhatsApp to 0877111038. And I think some people have caught on.
How are you, Kira? Oh, she's there. How are you, Kira?
Good, thank you.
Kira, hi, Kira.
You're having us on. You sent wee wee in a WhatsApp. You sent wee-wee.
It's a real song.
No, it's not.
You do know Stop the Bus, I Need to Wee Wee.
No, your mother must have babysat for Kira or something.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, are you my secret sister? No, Kira, let's sing it together. Stop the bus,
I need to wee wee.
Oh, beautiful.
Stop the bus, I need to wee wee. Ah.
And do you know what comes after that, Kira? Because I don't.
No, that's it.
Cool.
That's the whole
that
song.
That seems to be just it.
I think so. I don't know anymore.
And would you sing this on the bus going to school?
Well, of course.
No. Well, I never did. It was in a car.
Oh, you'd sing it in the car? Yeah, I'd sing it in the car too. It wouldn't be blasphemous to sing it in a car.
You'd still say bus?
You would say bus, yes.
Right.
You'd never change the words, no. Not
Kira,
no.
A conversation I bet you didn't expect to have this morning.
Not at all.
But thank you very much.
Thank you, Kira, for wee-weeing
thank
on WhatsApp.
You.
Have a great day, Kira. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I think this is absolutely bizarre.
And thank you to all our wee-wees and WhatsApps because we actually got a lot, which is great.
And do you know what we also got? We have Stop the Bus, I Need to Wee-Wee.
The recording.
Stop the bus, I need a wee-wee. Stop the bus, I need a wee-wee.
What's
next?
Stop the bus, I need a wee-wee. A wee-wee cup of tea.
A wee-wee cup of tea.
I think I thought it was wee 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 all day at the end, but I didn't know if I just filled that in myself.
That does sound very English.
Scottish or something, doesn't he?
Callum?
I'm just scrolling through the messages there. Rowena said, wee wee all the way.
Wee wee all the way.
And then just give me a second, just fill there because I did.
I suppose it's open to interpretation. I don't feel like that man who we played there is like the original recording artist of the song.
I think he's just a fan.
The quality was quite poor.
Yeah. I still don't really get it. Like, did you sing it often? Did you really need to pee? Yeah, you only sing it when you need to pee.
It's a great one to sing when you need to wee. Like, ma'am, stop.
Linda has said, stop the bus, I need a wee wee. And the people in the back can't swim.
And the people in the back can't swim. And that's a great line.
That's disgusting.
That's got to be it.
That's absolutely disgusting.
That is brilliant.
I'm so sorry. This show
is hereby the lyric.
This show has gone so downhill. Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Fully charged. Good morning, happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. 3 minutes past nine, we're Emma, Dave and Ashley.
How are you doing?
What's going on?
It's been a bit of a mad week with the old storm, and there was also a bit of a storm erupting in the Dáil during the week.
There was. I remember you talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, we did. If you were aware of the news on Wednesday, they went in to try and elect a Taoiseach, which was everybody knew was going to be Micheál Martin. And usually it's a very straightforward process. But they all start shouting with each other, and then they all went home at 6:30 with still no Taoiseach elected.
I'd say Micheál was not happy.
And Micheál was not happy. So they went back into the Dáil yesterday and they managed to get the job done. But something very weird and cringy happened yesterday as well. So remember this guy.
Well, all due respect and the most unparliamentary lines of f*** you, Deputy Stagg. F*** you. I apologise now for my use of unparliamentary language.
Deputy Fogarty, that is most unparliamentary language.
It is most unparliamentary language. I now withdraw it and apologise for it.
Do you think if we did stuff like that on the radio, we could just go, and now I apologise that I did say it.
I'm going to say this awful thing, yeah. And now I take it back.
Yeah, so that guy's name is Paul Gogarty. He was in the Dáil years ago. He's been gone from the Dáil for years, but he was actually re-elected in November. And do you remember this song?
Do I remember it? Oh, let me think. Yes, I do remember.
Yes,
Chapel Roan.
It's Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe. Yesterday, Paul Gogarty started quoting Chapel Roan in the Dáil.
Amazing.
It is going to make your toes curl, David Hammond.
Oh, no.
Oh, listen.
In fact, what does come to mind is Chapel Roan. Painting a picture was like in 5 years' time. And when you think about me all those years ago, you're standing face to face when I told you so. You know, I hate to say it, but I told you so.
You're a bard! You're a bard!
Dave has a chronic condition called secondhand embarrassment.
Oh, God! That's so bad!
I knew you'd hate that so much. Isn't
it? I was kind of like, yeah, that's cool. Because you remember Leo when the COVID came
out? Yeah,
he was
Dermot Kennedy and all.
He was kind of drip-feeding a few quotes in. I hate that.
That was awful, wasn't it?
That was awful.
And he's sort of like, ugh.
We do it one more
time. Yeah, do it again.
In fact, what does come to mind is Chapel Roan. Painting a picture was like in 5 years' time. And when you think about me all those years ago, you're standing face to face when I told you so. You know, I hate to say it, but I told you so.
I've got the shakes.
Why didn't he stop after the first I told you so as
he
well?
He should have stopped after, I think it's Chapel Roan. Oh, God.
I hope she sees that.
Oh, God, that's so bad. I'm so sorry. Now, this week we have been drip-fed the entrants that are vying to represent Ireland in this year's Eurovision, right? So the late, late Euro song is going to be on February 7th, which I think we're going to miss because I think we have a spin night.
There is a spin social night. Yeah, that's fun.
That's a forced fun night that night, which is really annoying. It's to celebrate Ashton's birthday.
which is the next day.
And my dad's birthday. we're going to basically hear the songs that are up for representing, and the Irish public and judges, I think, will pick just one act who will go through to Eurovision.
I was glad when they brought back Eurosong.
I was, but I don't want it to be like on a late, late thing. I just want it to be like its own thing. You know what I mean? I would like that anyway. So we did quite well last year, coming sixth with Bambi Thug. They were absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Hopefully we can do even better this year. We'll run through the entrants, right? So first up, I heard them on, I think, Ray Darcy's show, and they seem really, really cool. Their name is Bobby Arlo. The song is called Power Play, and it sounds like this. I've got all the power. originally from Blessington in Wicklow. They studied musical theatre in college, working in Dun Stores while studying. Sold out shows in Dublin, performed at major festivals like Primavera. Wow. In 2024, they were named Gay Times and Coca-Cola Artist of the Year. So very, very cool.
It's a very Eurovision-y song.
It is. It is actually. I kind of get that vibe.
Yeah.
But I do like it. It's good. I don't know if it would win, but just from the clip of it, but
well, look, that's one of six. Second on the list, we have Adji. They're from Donegal. And this song is co-produced by some of the people behind the song that Ukraine won with.
Oh,
that
yes.
That group, Kalush Orchestra.
I liked that.
And Adji entered Eurosong in 2023, so 2 years ago. And they're back for another pop. And this is called Run the Night. Have a listen. Run into the night.
I like it. I will tell you my issue with it. It sounds a little bit like there's two songs playing on top of each other.
Right, okay, you're not into the music.
I'm not massively into it, but it sounds decent enough.
I feel like it's just like, though, three words repeated for 20 seconds, but look. Yeah. Maybe there's more to it.
True. This is Railta. They're from rural Galway. Says she's been singing since 6 months old, which is bizarre. Started writing at 11 because she was doing competitions. She saw the people who weren't very great singers were getting into the next round by writing their own songs. She said, I'm very fueled by spite and I knew I could do it, which I absolutely fucking love.
A self-aware queen.
So Railta is her name and this is Fire. Overlook, over me, on your breath, on your seesaw. It's very Eurovision.
That's my favourite so far.
That's my favourite so far.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, big fan.
I feel like you could do some cool stuff on stage with that. This next gal, Emma, you really like her. Her name is Emmy.
I love this girl.
So you follow her on TikTok?
Yeah, follow her on TikTok. She's released like covers of other songs, which I really, really like.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
She's 24. She's Norwegian. And she actually took part in the 2021 national selection for Norway. She obviously didn't get through. But she has like over 1 million TikTok followers. And this song is called Laika Party.
Yeah, I think Laika, it was a dog. I think Laika was a dog and Laika's now passed away.
Okay.
But I think it's about that. Have a listen. I hope Laika never died and that she's been surrounded still and that she has a party in the air and always will. I hope that she is dancing every night among the stars. I hope Laika is alive. I love it. I love it. She is such
my dog is still alive somewhere, having a party.
She is such a fantastic singer. I'm all for Emmy. I'm all in on Emmy.
That's a great song. It's quirky.
It is. It's a bit different, isn't
it? Yeah, that's what they love in Eurovision.
And lastly, last clip we have it one more, but Samantha Mumba, there's a song that's called My Way. It's obviously a woman who needs no introduction. She burst on the scene at 17 with her hit Gotta Tell You. Got to number 4 in the States, which is so bizarre.
That's crazy, yeah.
So impressive. She dabbled in radio presenting, acting, and is here to give Eurovision a go for Ireland. So this song is called My Way by Samantha Mumba. I do like it, to be fair.
There's a good build to that.
It's very Miley Cyrus, Can't Be Tamed.
yeah, as in it's the same lyrics.
It's the same lyrics. But I do like it.
It feels like it's going somewhere. Like, yeah. I think that's cool. Yeah, I want to hear the full version. So I think there's some interesting songs there. Yeah. Now, we did say we don't have any more clips to play you, but there is one more guy up for selection here. His name is Niall, but it's still spelled in a cool way, N-I-Y-L.
So cool.
Niall. And Niall is billed as mixing a unique blend of emotionally fueled lyrics, vocals with an electronic sound to deliver powerful cinematic original works.
Interesting.
Well, we can't hear it.
It sounds great.
it sounds great.
Like it must be fantastic.
Yeah, but his song, I think, is being released today.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Right, so we'll get that.
We don't have it yet.
February 7th, that is when the Late Late Euro song will be on. And I am putting all my backing behind Emmy.
Let's go, Emmy.
So, so good. Okay, I want to tell you about a show called Jamie and Shireen. It's on at nighttime on Spin. It's on from, I want to say,
7 to 10.
7 o'clock until 10 o'clock. And I listen all the time. I love it, though. They're two great lads, Jamie and Shireen. And they're absolute messers.
Oh, they are. They are. So they're always bloody playing pranks on us.
They're always playing pranks on us. They're doing. I remember Shireen once hid my laptop mouse so I couldn't do any work in the morning and sent me on a hunt around
a
the
treasure
office.
Hunt,
a treasure hunt. To find the thing. And I remember they rang me live on air once to be like, will you do first dates? And I was like, no. See you later. Bye.
Of course, we got them back at Halloween when we did the greatest prank on Irish radio.
Greatest prank on Irish radio.
But now I think it's our time again to mess with
them. It's time to mess with them. And I only thought about this last night because Shireen would be, you know, she posts on Instagram and stuff like that, and she posted a story last night, and basically she wants to become a yes woman, and what that means is, like in the movie, Jim Carrey movie, Yes Man.
Yeah.
She says yes to everything for a month. Have a listen.
I've been inspired by the movie Yes Man. It's with Jim Carrey, and basically he is like the world's biggest hermit, as I have become in the last few months. I don't know what's going on with me. So basically he like signs up for this course and he becomes a yes man, and he has to start saying yes to everything, and I am going to start saying yes to everything.
How interesting.
Very, very,
very
interesting.
Very interesting, because the first thing that came to mind for me, Shireen, when you said you'd be saying yes to everything, was for me to text you asking you to Revolut me a tenner.
She said
she was going to say yes to everything.
And did you do that?
I didn't in the end. I thought, why don't we come up with some other stuff that we can ask her, and then we'll just compile a list for things Shireen has to do.
And did she say she's doing this for a month?
Yeah, that's what she said. Now, she also said in the story later on, she was like, oh, it's within reason. She was like, I'm not going to do anything illegal, and I'm not going to like do something fun if it's during like I have to do the show. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, those boundaries are absolutely fine. We absolutely would never fine. Cross those boundaries.
But I was waiting for her to be like, I'm not going to do anything like just because people want me. She didn't say any of that.
Yeah, she made a mistake there,
so
didn't she?
She made the rules for herself.
She did.
So what I would like us to do is come up with some things we'd like Shireen to do.
Yeah.
So Revolut me a tenner, I think.
Yeah, that's nice.
Decent one.
That's nice.
I might just request it on Revolut. Yeah. Just don't say
it. And then she just has to say
yes. She has to say yes.
I was thinking maybe I'll tell Shireen to tell everyone in the office that she's in a secret relationship with David Hammond and no one can tell anyone or HR will find out about them.
She wishes.
Yeah.
She wishes.
Yeah, yeah.
I have do the podcast for me for a week. Every single day after the show, we pull the show and we upload it so that you listening could listen back to it if you were on the show or if you found something funny or if you missed anything. And it's called Fully Charged Recharge, and you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. We have to pull that show, and I hate having to pull that show.
It's kind of the worst part of the day.
It is, and having to podcast it. So I would like Shireen to do that for a week.
And she'll say yes.
And she has to say yes.
Fantastic. Jamie, who is Shireen's co-host, has a very cool hairstyle, sort of spiky hair.
He does.
And I think the two of them would look great on the branding and all the rest if both of them had the same hairstyle.
Yes.
So I would tell Shireen, you need to cut your hair, go to Jamie's barber and get the Jamie and look exactly like Jamie.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. I like it. I got a taxi to the hotel last night, and so I don't have a car in town. So Shireen, will you drop me home?
Yeah, simple as that. Like,
simple as that.
I like if she says no to that, like, that's just pure mean. Just,
like, what's the point in just coming up with this challenge for herself?
Yeah, I would say to Shireen, will you email our boss Nick there and tell him that you'd like to donate 20% of your salary monthly to me?
To you? Yeah. Very good.
And she's going to say yes.
So kind. That's so kind of her.
Yeah.
And then I just lastly, I felt bad. I was like, Jamie's getting nothing out of this, the poor devil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, Shireen, will you give Jamie a massage?
Preferably feet.
He'd love that. Yeah, a feet massage. Yes, thank you. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, you're welcome. I'm getting a tenner and a lift home. And
I'm getting loads of money.
And you're getting loads of money.
And Shireen's going to have a great month.
This is great. Well, well done, Shireen. Very good challenge.
She's an inspiration.
An inspiration. By the way, still a red warning is until, I want to say, 12 o'clock at least.
Yeah, 12 or 1 or something like that.
For the entire country. So just make sure and try and stay indoors. Don't venture out because there's no need. What do you need?
What you need?
Your grand. Stay there and be safe. All right, it is time to pick our one more tune of the week. This is where myself, Emma and Aisling all choose one tune and it will play to kick off the weekend as the last song of the show. We each have very different, you know, music tastes.
We do, yeah.
Which is absolutely fair to say. I'm very excited to tell you about mine, but first I need to tell you about Emma's.
Yeah, I suppose we should. She's not here.
You should. Emma has left Astronaut in the Ocean by Masked Wolf. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion, yeah. A very good song.
A very Emma song
as well. A very Emma song.
No, that is great.
Very TikTok song as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like it. If you want that, it's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. I told you I was excited about mine. It's a little bit like, oh, really? But I think then it will be like, that's a good tune. So take me back to London. Face high, middle night, sitting low. Sweat brow, dripping down. That is Ed Sheeran and Stormzy, Take Me Back to London, which is what Emma is, where currently Emma is. Well, she's in the UK.
Same thing.
So if you'd like that to play as the last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Can you believe this, Dave?
What?
I have also gone for Ed Sheeran.
Start communicating.
I know.
Our choices.
It's so funny because you know what? I was like, to producer Callum, I was like, I think I'm going to go for Ed Sheeran this week. And he was like, go for it. And like, we just never do Ed Sheeran on one more tune for some reason. But I was like, that is a great song.
Now it's called, both of us have gone for
it. Yeah, now both of us have gone for it. So 66.666 chance Ed Sheeran is going to win today. And if you'd like it to be my song, it's called Don't. Send Aisling over in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
All right, all three are very good choices, I think. If you want Masked Wolf, Astronaut in the Ocean, it's Emma in a WhatsApp. If you would like Stormzy and Ed Sheeran, Take Me Back to London, it's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And if you would like Ed Sheeran, Honest Todd singing Don't, it's Aisling to 087 711 1038.
All right, it's all been niceties up until this point, but it is now, even though Emma's not here, still we have to pass over to producer Callum to find out the worst bits of the week, which is unfortunate because Emma's not here, so you must have nothing.
There is a fair bit of Emma. What a week it's been. We're in a red weather warning. The schools are closed and everyone is basically working from home, but it can't all be good things.
Why can't it?
I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. We were really useful this week helping Emma write notes for people's cars who parked outside her house.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'll key your car if you don't effing move it.
Hello, winky face. You look cute. Please continue to park here if you want me to hide in your car until you're back.
My little spies tell me you've been parking in my spot. My little spies don't lie, sir.
So creepy.
There was a lot, and I mean a lot, of screaming on the show this week. I love... Oh, God. You... Are you ready?
It's out of context listening back to the show. You're like, oh, God, it's mad.
God, it really is tapped.
We've done some weird stuff on the show, but what character do you want to eat will go down in history?
Pumbaa in a burger just looks good in my head.
She's so right.
A few slices of Pumbaa now and a double cheeseburger.
A bit of gravy on Pumbaa.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I still get Pumbaa out of Calvary.
And finally, Emma's got some interesting body parts.
I get my nails done today for the first time in months. This morning, I have a rip in a nail way down further below than the cubicle.
What colour?
Than the cubicle.
Cubicle. Oh, she's such ga hands that they're cubicles.
They're absolute cubicles on that girl.
I've been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits of the week.
Excellent. Thank you very much, producer Callum. All right, for now, this is your last chance to vote for one more tune. Emma's choice, my choice, or Aisling's. Emma has gone for this one. What you know about rolling down in the deep? That's Astronaut in the Ocean by Masked Wolf. If you want that as the last song of the show, it's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. I've gone for this. So take me back to London. Ed Sheeran, Stormzy. Take Me Back to London. If you want that to play, it's Dave and a WhatsApp 087 711 1038.
In a crazy turn of events, I too have gone for Ed Sheeran. And the song is called Don't. If you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling to 087 711 1038.
You have about 2 minutes to cast your vote, so I'd recommend doing it quick. Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp right now. That's us done. But before we go, we must hand over to producer Callum for the results of one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Astronaut in the Ocean by Masked Wolf. Dave went for Ed Sheeran and Stormzy, Take Me Back to London. Aisling went for Don't by Ed Sheeran. And I can tell you, with a resounding 87% of the vote is Mr. Ed Sheeran and Stormzy. But Take Me Back to London. Congrats, Dave.
Nice one, lads. Be safe. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
It's been.
Jet plane headed up to the sky. Spread wings and that clouds getting high.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
This AI moment hits different. It's the first technology designed not just to serve us, but to be us. I'm Baratunde Thurston, and on my new video podcast, Life with Machines, I'm going to talk to all kinds of folks, the people hitting the gas pedal on this transition and those trying to pump the brakes. Watch and listen to Life with Machines, powered by Lenovo in partnership with Intel. Intel Core Ultra 7 processor, powering Intel vPro.